Four people are dead, 26 are sick, and more likely to become sick in an outbreak of fungal meningitis that officials say may have come from a specialty pharmacy in Framingham, Massachusetts. 18 cases have been reported in Tennessee. Others are in Virginia, Maryland, Florida, and North Carolina. Boston Globe reporter Carolyn Johnson is covering the story. Carolyn, the pharmacy is the New England Compounding Center. They do just that. They custom mix or compound medications. So what is this medication that's suspected in the outbreak?
It's an injectable steroid called methylprednisolone acetate, and it's commonly used to treat back pain, and it's been traced to the states you mentioned, Florida, Maryland, North Carolina, Tennessee, and Virginia.
Well, you say common. Is it known how many of these injections, I guess for lower back pain and other things, have been given, and is it known how much of the batch might have been infected?
Not yet. The FDA is still working with state health departments, the Massachusetts Board of Pharmacy, and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention to investigate further what caused this outbreak and the scope of it. But they have, the company has voluntarily recalled three batches of this injectable steroid. It's not clear yet how many doses are in a lot or batch of this drug, so it's still kind of an open question about how many patients may have been exposed to this and how many of them are developing infections. But it does seem that things are escalating. I think yesterday the Board of Health in Tennessee announced that five new cases had been identified in just the past 24 hours.
This feels like it must be, you know, some real behind-the-scenes detective work, you know, to narrow it down to what these people getting sick had in common. And these injections are one thing. And we understand that this type of meningitis, which, by the way, isn't contagious, right?
No, it's not contagious between people.
Yeah, but this type of meningitis incubates, and that's between 2 and 28 days. So is there a sense that we haven't seen the beginning of the numbers yet?
I think there could be more cases. I know that they now think that the time window in which people may have been infected could stretch back to July 1st. And state health officials, federal health officials are just, I think, scrambling to understand the scope of this and also to decide how to notify patients who may have been put at risk. I know I received a lot of emails this morning from people who had received this injection, and sometimes in the states where the batches were given, wondering, should I be worried about my own health? What are the symptoms?
Well, what are the symptoms?
Headache, nausea, fever, slurred speech. It's pretty similar to other kinds of meningitis, but people shouldn't necessarily be alarmed, because I believe that medical centers will have a plan for alerting patients if they've been exposed, if their injection came from this lot of drug.
And Carolyn, this comes at a time when there are stories here in the New England area about medical professionals, in one case an EMT, perhaps tampering with medical equipment and thereby perhaps infecting other people. Does anyone know yet what happened here? We're not even sure if the meningitis can be traced to the syringes, but do we know how the toxin might have gotten in there?
No, it's completely, that it has not been addressed yet. It's something I know the public health officials are looking into. There hasn't been any suggestion that there's been drug tampering yet with this case, and it could be a production problem or something like that as well, but it's just hard to, it's complete speculation at this point.
You say clinics are probably going to contact patients. You know, what are you hearing about what patients should do? I mean, is anyone advising that patients also contact their clinics?
We haven't heard that yet. What I do know is that patients have been emailing me asking if I have any information. Some of them say they have been contacted by their doctor's office saying they were injected with a drug from the batch and wondering what to do. I know that they're, you know, trying to reach their own local public health department, but also trying to reach the CDC. And it just seems that there's a lot of anxiety and uncertainty right now because they are unsure about what to do.
Right. Well, we'll link you, the listener, to Carolyn's writing, and it includes the lot numbers of the batches that might be tainted. We'll have that at hereandnow.org. Carolyn Johnson covers health for the Boston Globe. Carolyn, thanks as always.
Thanks a lot.
Okay, we're going to take a very quick break. When we come back, American Airlines woes. Not just those loose seats, but workers who want to merge with another airline. That's in 30 seconds, here and now.